A federal judge gave Digital First Media the green light today to purchase the Orange County Register and the Riverside Press Enterprise. It follows a tumultuous few days that saw the owner of the LA Times win an auction for the parent company of the two papers. Tribune bid $56 million for Freedom Communications, but the U.S. Justice Department sued to block the sale. Kevin Roderick is here with this week's LA Observe to talk about it. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
All right. First, tell us a little bit about Digital First Media. We'll get into the Tribune business in a moment, but tell us about the company and also their business model.
Well, they will be the owner after the deal closes at the end of the month. What we know them as here in Southern California is the parent company of the Los Angeles News Group. This is the chain of newspapers that includes the Daily News, the Daily Breeze, the Pasadena Star News, and the San Bernardino Sun. In Northern California, they also own the San Jose Mercury, the former Oakland Tribune, and some papers up there where they've recently been doing some very deep cutting and consolidating. Across the country, they've owned papers in Denver and elsewhere, and they are a company that right now is in the midst of cutting across the country. So this acquisition of the Orange County Register and Riverside paper are kind of going against the grain for Digital First Media.
Have they ever attempted to cover Orange County?
No, they have not had a paper in Orange County, although they've had some exchanges with the Register in the past. Digital First Media's papers specialize in covering the local areas like the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles, the South Bay, the Pasadena area, San Gabriel Valley. So they're known as more local papers.
What do you think they want with the Register then? You said this is a company that has been cutting. Do they want to do the same thing there?
Well, you know, the Register was the big prize for in journalism, right? The owners of the Los Angeles Times wanted to complete their sort of circuit between the border and Los Angeles. And it was available at a cheap price. And for the Digital First Media, it would allow them to save money in printing, be a stronger offer to advertisers. And for those of us who are consumers of the news in this area, I think we hope that it makes for a stronger news product than the Digital First Media papers have been on their own. Because the Register is a much bigger paper than any of those, stronger, and hopefully it'll lead to some changes in the Digital First Media empire.
Tribune Publishing, Kevin, owner of the LA Times, is the loser, I guess, quote-unquote loser in this bidding war, even though they bid the most. Why did the federal judge in this case say Tribune should not be able to buy Freedom?
Well, the objections on the part of the Justice Department was that the Los Angeles Times owning the LA Times, the largest paper in Orange County, the largest paper in Riverside, as well as the largest paper in San Diego County, which they already own, would constitute a monopoly, even in these days of digital news platforms. And that could be as much about advertising as is about local news. The judge who issued a temporary restraining order said that, yeah, this puts the whole competitiveness of local news in question by the LA Times owning the Register as well. Now, what this does is really dash the hopes of Tribune Publishing, which is the parent of the Los Angeles Times, because they really were banking their future in Southern California on being this cross-regional powerhouse. And I think it's back to the drawing boards for them.
Back to the drawing boards. And I guess in the end, what does it say about Tribune Publishing, Kevin, that, you know, that it wasn't able to beat this antitrust suit, you know, couldn't even buy a bankrupt company?
Well, it's interesting. The question is, how smart were they about seeing this coming? They were warned a few weeks ago that an antitrust issue might come up. They should have seen it coming. Their lawyers should have seen it coming. So this shouldn't have come as any kind of surprise. I think maybe they just overplayed their hand in this case. So they went from being the winning bidder for these Freedom Communication newspapers to being just out in the cold with now that, and they own the San Diego paper. I'm not sure that really helps them going forward.
All right. Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observe. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.